Okay, today is March 12, 2006, and we are on the second Sunday in Lent.
Just to make a brief comment on the Gospels over here, and what was happening here on Mount Tabor. The main reason that this did happen for the apostles was first to let them know that Christ really is something extra special, because they weren't really sure if he was God or not yet, but they knew he was the Messiah. But by showing him this glory, they knew he was, you know, I mean, several times they said, surely this is the Messiah, surely this is the Son of God. They might have had, like, implications already that he may be God even, but they didn't have to believe that yet. But the transfiguration was to show the apostles a little glimpse of Christ's real glory, you know, and also to show that Christ is greater than Moses and Elias. And Moses represented the religious leader, Elias the prophets. So he said, and Moses was the greatest religious leader under the old covenant. No one disputes as far as guiding and leading and giving the people the law. So even Moses says, another will come along, another prophet greater than I, and him you will listen to, and if you don't, you will be under a curse. Even our Lord said, Moses spoke of me. He says, why don't you believe Moses' writings? He wrote about me, but if you don't believe in his writings, how can you believe my words? Which was, I think, John 5:45, I think, something like that, right in that area. John 45, one of those verses. So what he's saying here is, on Mount Tabor, to the apostles, no, I am greater than Moses, I am greater than Elias, and I have come to fulfill that old covenant and make a new covenant. So that's why God the Father overshadowed him with the Holy Ghost and said, with the cloud, and said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. No longer Moses, no longer Elias, no longer the old covenant, no longer the old covenant priesthood. No, Moses is now longer. Now Christ is the fulfillment of all of this. And that's why that took place. Which, when anybody ever tries to come on and still, when you're talking about these current day Jews as being under the old covenant, you're refuting everything Jesus Christ did away with. You're refuting Christ himself. He came up just, no, Moses is no longer your number one religious leader, and God, Jesus now is. Moses was the one who pointed towards Jesus. Jesus is the fulfilled promise of all the prophets. And so when you're talking about the current day Jews as legitimate, it's an absolute blasphemy and attack against Christ in the new covenant. In so many places, that's why Christ did this too. Also to give them, his apostles, confidence when they were going to see him hanging on a cross and he's going to be all bloody and besmeared, and you're going to think he's just a regular man. How could he's nothing special, you know? But he showed them his glory up on Mount Tabor to strengthen them so they can think back upon that. And that's one of the commentaries they have on that. And I think it went on to say, if you were to read on to this, they were also talking about that verse too, about when he's talking about St. John the Baptist. He goes, if you will have received it or not, Elias already did come, you know, as John, and they did with him what they want, and they will now do with me what they want. You know, they're going to kill me also. But that is the thing right there. That, and he told them, don't tell a vision until after he, later on, because the old covenant was still in effect, okay? And it wasn't time, and nobody was demanded yet to believe Christ as Messiah and God. So as the church teaches, after Christ rose from the dead on the Pentecost, that's when the people were then bound to believe that Christ is God and he is the Messiah. Because there was a 9-day period of time when he told them, don't go out and speak to nobody.
Yeah, right.
So they weren't evangelizing. They weren't even going out and spreading the word for 9 days. Mm-hmm. You know, they were imbued with power from the Holy Ghost. That was the creation of the church.
Yeah.
That was the period in time when everybody on the whole face of the earth, if they didn't believe in Jesus and get baptized in his Catholic church, they would go to hell. But up until that point, and that was the time when they were bounded to that. But the time the old covenant ended was when Christ died on the cross and the curtain was rent in two in the temple. That's when Christ totally did away with the old covenant, where he's going to form a new religious leadership where there's no Jew or Gentile, and the old prophecies and prophets about him were already fulfilled. And so that happened when he died on the cross. And then when he rose again and walked around for 40 days, he was just showing, proving to people that he is God, that I did rise from the dead. And then when he gave that mission to the apostles to take out on Pentecost Sunday, that's when the church was created, and that's when everybody was bound just to believe these things. Not until then, because if you read here, he says the apostles, when he was walking down from Mount Tabor, he says, don't tell nobody you're still after. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.